We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay, and who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance? Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Will Sergeant!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Script Cake Podcast. I am your host, Lavender Gill, and this week I want to talk about feedback. Feedback is tough for a lot of people. You know, they put so much effort into what they're writing. They put so much work and time and thought and creativity and technical skills that being able to handle feedback can be difficult for them because the person giving the feedback just doesn't understand what's going on. And the person giving the feedback, you know, just doesn't get this story. They're more into that different genres than what I'm into. And, you know, while all of that may be true to some extent, the fact of the matter is you have to get to a point where you need to be able to, A, distinguish the difference between the type of feedback that you're getting, and B, be able to figure out which of the feedback you want to use and which of it you want to put to the side. And so, first of all, there's two basic types of feedback. One is, you know, constructive criticism, where someone's reading it and actually giving you some information that you need to think about and you need to process. Now, somebody could say something that's constructive, but you could take it in a bad way and you could get angry because they don't get you and they don't understand it. And you know, it's a 50-50 decision at that point. Either they're right or you're right, you know. And as the writer, you get to decide what you want to do. But I noticed that, you know, especially with novice screenwriters, they're very defensive because it's new to you. It's your baby. It's something that you've written. And you got to get over being defensive about any of it. Okay? No one's attacking you. No one's saying you're a horrible person. No one's saying that you suck and you should never write a screenplay again. But oftentimes, that's how we take it. And you know, I've had that experience. I remember I wrote my first feature-length screenplay, and I sent it to a buddy of mine who worked at MGM, and he gave me feedback. And you know, he's like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. You know, it's just not very good. You got a good ending, but the script as a whole is just not very good." And he wasn't yelling at me, and he wasn't screaming at me, but that's not what I heard. I heard, "You suck, you're a horrible person, you'll never have a career in screenwriting, and you'll never be able to deal with this, and blah, blah, blah." And for about 6 months, I stopped writing. And I had this urge to write every day, but clearly I'm horrible. There's no way that I could